The Palestinian Solidarity has rejected what it calls an unfounded attack on the ANC in general and Deputy Minister Obed Boppela in particular during a speech at an Israeli apartheid week gathering in Sandton. Boppela was speaking in his capacity as ANC NEC member and chairman of the organization's international relations desk, condemned the SAJBD and these South African the Zionist Federation for using private funded security companies like CSO to what he called harassing peaceful protesters. And also harsh words for the Sandton police. We speak to the PSA's coordinator, Nazim Adam. Nazim, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Our reporter was at the event where you delivered a speech earlier today, and we understand it resonated. The message was really powerful and clear. Well done to yourself on being part of such types of events.
Alhamdulillah, Allah gives us the opportunity to do the little that we can, and may you accept our efforts.
What was the gist of Deputy Minister Boppela's message?
To be honest, I didn't hear Deputy Boppela's message, but we know that we have a case and we've taken it to the attention of the Johannesburg City Mayor. In last week, we had some of our members brutally assaulted, intimidated and harassed by the CSO. It's not the first time. So every time we have any kind of protest against these Zionist war criminals, it seems that the Jewish community leadership, SEDGE Board, and South African Zionist Federation turn to their old tactics of using brutality and force to try and silence us and keep us quiet. And we're saying that this should not be allowed on our streets, and we're calling on our mayor, we're calling on our police service not to tolerate this and not to become stooges that protect and defend the war criminals that are being invited by SEDGE Board and South African Zionist Federation.
And this led to an attack by the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. Tell us more about that.
I don't know, but what I did see is the statement from the Palestinian Solidarity, which is saying that every time Israel gets exposed for its inhumanity, for its occupation, for its brutality, for its arrest of children, for its detention without trial, for every kind of atrocity that the apartheid state does, the Jewish Board of Deputies and the Zionist Federation, instead of challenging and addressing the inaccuracies, if there are any, from the speakers or the organizations that they represent, they seem to go on a personal vendetta and attack on those individuals. And we're saying that we've had enough of this. Either you accept that we are living in a free democratic country and stop this and rather deal with the real issues than to personalize and attack people like Obed Boppela, Jesse Duarte, Archbishop Tutu, and whoever else has spoken out against Israel and its atrocities. It's even Jewish people. We remember how Goldstone couldn't even attend his own grandson's bar mitzvah. So they personalize and individualize the attack rather than dealing with the real issues.
What are your thoughts and what are your response to the fact that anyone that protests, they find themselves being accused of being anti-Semitic?
Well, it's an escape route for the pro-Zionists. It's an escape route for the pro-Israelis. We are not anti-Zionists, anti-Semitic. We cannot be anti-Semitic because our struggle is for human dignity. Our struggle is for human rights. And how can you fight the struggle for human rights by undermining any other person's human rights? So we are not. We think that it's a daft kind of argument, and we've overcome that. We don't even give it much credence anymore. We know that it's a standard argument they use to mop up their own kind of fear-mongering and keep their own supporters at bay, because even Jewish people are beginning to question why does Israel exist.
What is the PSA's involvement in the Israeli apartheid week, and how important do you believe this is in the attempt to put the spotlight on the situation in Palestine?
Israeli apartheid week, the irony of it is that we have to have it. Every day should be a day for in solidarity with the Palestinian people, and we do have programs throughout the year, and lots of exciting things coming up later in the year. Last night, as part of IAW, but also as part of International Women's Day, we launched the South African chapter of the Women's Boat to Gaza, which inshallah will sail in October to Gaza. It's a women's only initiative. The Freedom Flotilla you are familiar with, we know Khadija Davids, we know the Mavi Marmara. Well, for 2016, we're looking at a women's boat to Gaza. So that's one of the key activities which was launched last night. In fact, one of our members, Advocate Shibna Mayed, is part of the international committee currently in Italy for the international launch. So that is one. The second is tonight. I know that with the Tamil Federation, they've invited us. They're having a special program at the Extension 5 Sivakoi Temple where they want to show solidarity with the Palestinian people. So we have some of our members that will be supporting that initiative tonight. We also know that on Saturday, we will be part of the Kathana Foundation initiative with COSATU and BDS, where we will be having a seminar on focusing particularly on prisoners and child prisoners, and that will be happening at 10 o'clock at Constitutional Hill. So those are the three key ones. And then finally on Sunday, the different PSAs throughout Gauteng have come together, and they're having a junior soccer tournament. They're calling it Score for Freedom, very much like our Walk for Freedom. So the Score for Freedom will be happening on Sunday to raise some money for our campaigns, but also to do advocacy and enlightenment around the cause of the Palestinian people and the difficulties in particular which the Palestinian Football Association is going through. In fact, just this week, a number of Palestinian footballers have been arrested by the Israeli state, and there are moves now to try and get that to be undone. But it is only strengthening our cause to get Israel and the Israeli Football Association expelled from FIFA. So until we can have a normal society, there can be no normal sport in this abnormal apartheid state of Israel. These are just some of the activities we do have. There's a whole lot of other things coming up in April and May. But for Israeli Apartheid Week, this is where PSA is involved. We have a number of youth that have joined the PSA, and they have been taking a lot of the initiative, and we welcome new members, new activists, people who want to just start, learn, and be part of the international solidarity.
You called for a meeting with the ANC and relevant ministers to discuss, among other matters, the role of the Israeli Mossad in South Africa and the right to protest. Do you believe Mossad is active in South Africa?
100%. We know that Israel, like any other rogue state, is always going to be on the defensive. And when you are in the wrong, you will always look behind your back to see what is coming. And so Mossad is active. There has been ample proof of Mossad operating via LL and even operating at our international airport at OR Tambo. It's not new. There was clear evidence of this. So Mossad is definitely operating in South Africa, and we've got to be wary of them. But the Zionist Federation, the Jewish community that is pro-Israel, they've also taken very key and strategic positions within the SA police reservists. And this is something we need to expose, because they use this and then go and serve in the Israeli Defense Force. So this must be exposed. The Gaza docket that we had issued after Operation Cast Lead, which we have presented to the National Prosecuting Authority, identifies 75 Jewish South African citizens who were active during in operations for the Israeli Defense Force. And so we're saying that we have laws against South African citizens serving in foreign militaries, and these laws must be applied.
Definitely. We appreciate your time, Nazim. Continue with the great work, and we'll continue chatting to you, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. Thanks for always giving us support. And to everyone at Radio Islam, keep up the good work.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
That was Nazim Adams speaking to us about the activities that the Palestinian Solidarity has been engaging in, and also tackling with some of the issues that have come up over the last few days.